Okay. Well, it's great to be here. It's great to see everybody, if you believe that or not. It's been a long time coming to stand up here and start our training camp. We had an opportunity last night to go through all of our administrative functions that entitle each individual, what is asked of him, and so forth. We had physicals all day yesterday up until 3 o'clock, had a 4 o'clock conditioning test. I was pleased with the results. I had the meeting last night, and our team is currently in the weight room. They'll be in there from 7 to 9, and at 9 o'clock we'll have a team meeting today. So with that, let's get started, and I'll take your questions.
Like, what kind of shape are these guys in, given the lack of boxing contact? Are you pleased or not pleased?
Well, frankly, I think the conditioning is something that's going to be answered over these next 3 days. I think you have had an opportunity to look at our schedule, the way it's laid out. We practice in helmets tonight and tomorrow with the one padded practice Monday night, and then the players will have their weekly day off on Tuesday. So we're looking for more quality work to come out of the gate and make sure we get our practice structure established. We have a majority of our football team, or a small majority of our football team, that has not practiced here in Green Bay, so it's important to get the structure, what's asked of them, started the right way. So I'm more interested in getting the drills done properly than the speed of it. Because just like in the past, we do not do conditioning drills. As a football team, our conditioning is part of the way we practice. So I don't anticipate us hitting the times that we have in the past. We're normally what I refer to as a plus practice team. If we have a 2-hour, 15-minute scheduled practice, we usually come in at 2:10 or less. I do not anticipate that the first three practices, and with that, I'll get a gauge on where we are as a team, because it's important to be smart. We have a limited amount of time to get ready for our home opener, to select the 53-man roster. So it's important that we make full use of our practices, and this new training camp practice design is really a big part of it, is really to attack the fatigue injuries that occur annually in training camps. So I could probably give you a better answer probably 4 or 5 days into it.
Mike, those fatigue injuries is the one you're perhaps most concerned about, the hamstrings or the pulls and things like that.
Correct. I mean, it's gone on throughout the history of the league, and it's something that you probably don't pay as much attention to as an assistant coach, but the reality of it is, a head coach, it's a big factor in the development of your football team and training camp. Some people may want to look at it from the other side, and when they see less practice, or it looks like there's a softness. It's the challenge is to get the 100-mile-an-hour practice day in and day out that prepares your team for football games. So one-a-day schedule is, frankly, a schedule that we've been working on as a staff for the last couple of years. And even with what's going on with the CBA, really had no effect on this training camp practice structure. It was something that we installed as a staff throughout the month of May and June. So it's something that we've been spending a lot of time on. There's a big part of it is the rest and recovery for our athletes, the importance of practicing every 24 hours, having a block of time before they go to practice, have the strength and conditioning every single day, whether it's a regeneration workout. It's important to make sure we're getting their bodies through it properly so that we can max out in our practice structure in the evenings. So our classroom work is obviously more important. We have gym instruction where we're able to go in there and walk through the things that are being installed, or the following morning, walk through the corrections from the night before. So it's really moving the stress points around in your training camp structure, but it's frankly trying to be a more, be a healthier football team coming out of training camp.
Like, how hard will it be for the first-year guys, rookies, to absorb the installs, the metal aspect of it?
First-year players, it's going to be a challenge for everybody. Everybody knows what the landscape is. and it's a challenge that we accept and are looking forward to as a coaching staff. So we've spent the last 3 days getting as many, you know, one-on-one meetings as we possibly can. Our assistant coaches have done a great job since the time that the young players have arrived. Here in Green Bay, they've pretty much been meeting around the clock. So we feel good about the prep work that we were able to get. Yesterday was really about the physicals, the conditioning test, and frankly, it was a two-hour administration meeting of all things that you have to do annually. And today will be about football. You know, it's going to be, since today is going to be about installation number one. We put all of our offense, defense, and special teams in over a 9-day installation, and each day will be set for that particular install. So we have some built-in time for the young players, you know, as far as extra meeting time. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Mike, you generally have 3 or 4 months to get all that. You have to maybe give them less, or are they just going to have to figure it out pronto? There's just no way around it.
Well, I don't think it's that cut and dry. I think it's like anything you do in the game of football. It's what you ask of each player in his role. But training camp is a big picture time. It's time for everybody to learn the offense, to learn the foundation of what's asked of them. You know, as their position, you may have to get to more role-specific situations with your newer players quicker than you have in the past because, you know, obviously not having the spring. So, but they'll be pretty much asked to learn like they normally have. Just probably have to have a little more patience with them.
Mike, how many days will you have walkthroughs in the morning where you'll actually be on the field twice?
We'll go on the field one time a day. And then it's if you break down the day, the AM, 7 o'clock, and 9 o'clock is strictly about strength and conditioning and training room. It's there'll be a lift every other day, and there'll be a regeneration workout that our training staff and our strength staff has spent a lot of time on. So that's the first thing players will do every single day. 9 o'clock to noon will frankly be a correction period. We will correct the practice from the evening before. We will take time as an offense and defense, and even certain days as special teams go into the gymnasium, even we'll correct those situations on film, but also in the gymnasium. We'll have lunch, and then the afternoon segment will be all about installing. So today we'll install number one, and then we will practice it at night, and we will repeat that format every single day.
Mike, you always have a number of snaps you want to get in from the start of the offseason until the first game, basically.
Well, I don't look at it that way. I mean, I look at them as two different situations, and obviously there was no offseason, so we focused primarily on training camp, and if historically the way we've trained our football team, training camp is very similar to a full season of reps. So you're operating a little bit north of 1,000 reps. So even with the reduced number of practices on the field, we're still close to that number of on-the-field repetitions. We're fortunate with our facility here to have the gymnasium that we've actually picked up more, gym instruction, opportunity to walk through some things as certain positions like the running backs and offensive line will do certain things together. We'll do certain things as the whole offense, linebackers and D-line will do certain things together. So we've basically have taken our jog-through, walk-through segments that we've traditionally done on the field to start practice, and we've moved it inside. So our reps are not far off of what we've done in the past.
Can you compare the feeling you have about this team going into this training camp compared to what it was last year?
Can't. I mean, it's this is a totally different year for so many different reasons. So it's a new team. It's a new training camp. It's a new schedule. So, and it's something I talked about to the team last night. So change is constant in our business, and changing things up for our veterans will be good for them. So there's no one that's very comfortable right now. Even as a coaching staff, we have spent a lot of extra time on scheduling and preparation to get ready for this training camp because we know that we're going to have less days on the field, and we got to make sure we max out those opportunities.
Mike, when you got the job, you know, one of the first things you said was our biggest challenge is going to be handling success. Mm-hmm. How do you talk about that with your guys? What's your message? I think when you did your golf thing in Madison, you told that worker you had some sort of motto or something that you were going to share with the guys.
Well, we've spent the off season. That was one of the topics we looked at as a staff, but more importantly, Mike Ayers, our director of research and development, has spent a lot of time going through a number of different case studies. So, and with that, between Mike and myself, we'll share those case studies with the football team. So it's something I will talk about today in the 9 o'clock team meeting. It's a lot of the things are things you haven't heard before. I think it's like anything in life, and especially with developing a football team, it's the areas that you need to emphasize more than others. So I feel, you know, it'll be a focal point of our instruction, our emphasis as a coaching staff, and it's something that we'll keep a close eye on.
What made you say that back then? And, I mean, the confidence that you knew that someday that was going to be the challenge you'd be handling starting today at 9 o'clock?
It's really based on my experience as an assistant coach. I've felt throughout my career, you go through developing a quarterback, and he's a developmental player. You know, he makes the team. You know, he wants to act a little differently. So you have to remind him where he came from. And then he makes the team, and all of a sudden he gets to play in the game. You know, so he wants to act a little differently. So you got to remember, tell him, remember where he came from. So then they get their first contract. So forth and so forth. So it's something that I've experienced throughout my career. And then also having the opportunity to be in charge of a football team and having the opportunity to work here in Green Bay, you know, I fully expected to win a world championship here. And no different this year. I mean, it's something that we know is we have no other option. I mean, this is, we're not let's get to the playoffs type organization. It's about winning championships. And I just knew that as you move through this league and you have different levels of success, come new devils. You know, a little catchphrase there for you. But it's important to just stay on top of those types of things because it happens all the time. You know, guy gets a new contract and you have to just, you know, make sure he remembers where he came from.
Is that a trap that studies say that a successful team can run into?
I don't look at it as a trap. I look at things from the other side of the spectrum. I just think it's another opportunity to overcome a challenge.
Mike, you've had a lot of hands-on work with the quarterbacks during the offseason. Previous years, a lot of developmental comments and everything. How is that going to be different this year? I mean, are you a little bit concerned about having that for so long?
I'm trying to do the politically correct thing here. It's going to be a challenge, yeah. I think it's a challenge for the league. I think based on we can talk about the offseason when it gets here, but it's going to be a challenge to develop younger players, and especially the quarterback position, because in my opinion, that's the hardest position to play in this league. And it requires more hands-on, one-on-one development. So that is definitely going to be a challenge as we go forward.
Can you create the kind of competition you want in this type of training camp?
I think our roster takes care of that itself. It's, you know, we're going to be a young team. That's the way that's our structure. So we're going to have healthy competition throughout. I felt last year was clearly the most competitive training camp that we had in our time here, and I would think it would hold true this year. I think this year's training camp will challenge last year's. So, but with that, it's about these first three practices because you want to be smart. I don't want to be standing up here tomorrow going through a depth chart that, you know, or an injury report that has 10 guys on it. So it's important that we get through these next 3 days and we get the pads on, we get going the way you're supposed to in training camp.
Mike, you worked hard to develop leadership in your locker room last year. With all this turmoil, basically, of the summer and this changing schedule, how much are you going to count on some of those guys to demonstrate some of that carryover leadership going forward?
It's very important to have your leadership really step forward and continue to grow. I don't think it's anything you say, okay, hey, we have leadership now, we're okay. I don't believe in that at all. That would be a trap. If I was looking for one, you know, it's really leadership is really a variable of your structure and more importantly your culture. So It's important for the veterans that have grown in that role to continue to grow, and it's an opportunity for some younger guys to spread their wings. You know, I just look at it as an environmental focus of our locker room, and you continue to encourage that. But and once again, that's like anything in this league, it's earned. It's not given.
I know you're just getting started, but anybody who was on IR last year who you know can't go, from Morgan Burnett to...
Yeah, there's really six guys. Six guys that are either still going through some testing with their physicals that may or may not go tonight. Elijah Joseph, Andrew Corliss, and Darrell Briggs. And then also Morgan Burnett, Jermichael Finley, and Mike Neal. Just to the length of them, you know, those guys not being in practice, we're going to probably take a little slower with those three.
Mike, you said yesterday that the guys were getting physicals and check out their conditioning. Were you generally happy with what you saw as far as conditioning with these guys, you know, doing it on their own on the offseason? Not so happy, or were you surprised?
I mean, they really did. They look good. But, you know, that's a whole different level of exercise. You know, we went through an agility drill. It stressed them a little bit. It did give you a read on the guys you may have been concerned about. Their weights were, I was pleased with where they came in, you know, as far as the weigh-in. But, you know, it's about football. There's no conditioning for football. That's why we don't do gassers. That's why we don't do other conditioning drills. The best conditioning to play football is football functional activity. So, and that's why these next three practices are important. That we need to make sure we have a good foundation, a lot of information on where we are as a team.
Mike, do you anticipate any significant roster additions in terms of numbers here over the next few days, or are you hopefully
right? I think 84. I'll just say this: you know, Russ Ball hasn't left his office, and I mean, there's a lot of conversation that will continue. So the days ahead will answer your question. I don't know what the end result's going to be, but there's still a lot of activity going on upstairs.
Thank you, also, guys. Yesterday, who had played a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, the person, that's the hardest part of the business. And frankly, just with my personal situation the last couple of days, I didn't get to say goodbye to those guys in person. So that wasn't I didn't feel good about that. But I don't think anybody really liked the way it came down, because just for everything just to happen at once, you really didn't get to probably appropriately acknowledge the way you like to with a number of those guys. So, but it's the part of our business. You know, I had to say goodbye to some good friends, and guys that played a lot of football here that were excellent, you know, representatives of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you wish them luck, and you want nothing for the best for them. But that you know, that's the part of the business that is no fun.
Well, Mike,
football.
Football? Football. I mean, is this just part of the natural flow of things?
Well, I mean, it really is. And it's, you know, it's something that really has gone on here throughout my time. It's about, you know, keeping a roster that's fluid, continues to develop from the bottom up through the draft picks and with the younger players. And then that's something that we'll continue to do. I mean, there's nothing that has happened the last couple months that's going to change our philosophy. We'll probably have some new challenges. We understand that, but we're, you know, we are a draft and develop football team, and that's what happens. You know, you get new cap numbers. You have new parameters that you have to operate in, and what's going on here is the result of it. The last 3 days, so it's tough, but that's the way we go about our business here.
Mike, was winning the Super Bowl change your life, if at all?
No, I don't think so. You know, that's the wrong answer. But yeah, I mean, I think it's changed my life as far as the way people maybe perceive you or interact towards myself and our family. But it hasn't changed me as far as a coach. I mean, I'm all about this season. Last season was great. It'll be a great memory to be part of this tradition of this organization. I can't put into words what that means personally, but you know, it's about the next challenge. You know, I'm a football coach. it was ring night was fun. Hell, I want to do it again. So it's all those types of things. But it's really about the excitement for me is to get up in front of the team. You know, last night was exciting to talk about the daily practice schedule. You know, I mean, it's just to get going again. So love the game of football. Appreciate the great opportunity that we have here, and I'm just trying to take full advantage of it. So it's all about the next challenge. It's about Super Bowl 46. That's what we're chasing.
Mike, in years past, you've handled that offensive line a little different. In camp, some years you'd let it go, a couple preseason games. Other years you wanted all four, all guys ready to go. Do you have in your mind what you'd like to do, and how realistic is that going in?
We really don't. That's a bit of a moving target. I've always felt the offensive line is the hardest group to rep during, you know, your off-season camp and your training camps. You know, Joe Philbin, James Campen, and I spend a lot of time together just talking about reps, you know, how to utilize the younger players and incorporate their opportunities, also the competition that's involved. You want to have your best five on the field. I mean, that's the goal. But sometimes if you get an injury in there, it's very difficult because you're trying to create different rotations, but more importantly, giving these guys the opportunity to compete for a job. So we don't have the information that we normally would this time of year. So and we have a rotation that we have set, but that'll definitely be a little bit of a moving target this year.
Mike, would you have rather seen the guys get together some during the off season voluntarily and work, or do you prefer them not to so that they don't risk injury and you'd rather just do it yourself?
I was very comfortable with the decision the players made throughout the off season. I understand our business is about keeping score. You know, we keep score on everything. You know, I get that. That was a score that maybe we were perceived as we were losing. But I was comfortable with the way our players went about it. It was more so just based on the length of our season. I spent a big part of my job about, risk assessment. And, you talk about environments, practice environments, what you're trying to accomplish and so forth. I'm sure there's teams that felt it was very productive, and that's great. But based on the length of our season and where we were coming out of that season, I was fine with the way they went about it.
Mike, a lot of teams right now are kind of reinventing themselves. New quarterbacks, new head coaches, new coordinators, huge signings, Asamoah going to Philadelphia. You guys don't have to reinvent yourselves at all. What is the impact of the fact that you can put Aaron Rodgers on the field and all the players around him and all the defensive players that you have without having to shake it up and do it all over again, especially in this environment with this offseason?
Well, I feel everybody in this league, develops a program, and you bring people into your program, and you have to, make sure that the program has the structure for them to be successful. So whether those people are here or not here, to me, I don't think that really matters. What I'm interested in is, every year making sure that those building blocks are in place. You go about your business the right way. Practice looks the way it's supposed to look. Your meetings look the way they're supposed to look. The information you're getting out of your meetings and your practice is the information you need to make decisions. So, if, I don't know if reinvents the right word, but it's a new team. I mean, we have a new team this year. For anybody thinks that last year has anything to do with this year is very naive. That's not the way this league works. Yeah, I mean, you have to reestablish yourself every single year. And that starts with going to camp and doing the fundamental basic football activities and functions that are needed every single day. So, and that'll be our approach.
Can you be concerned at all about your inside linebacker depth to start camp after Cotton Barnett and Cotton Schiller?
I mean, that's a fair question. Nick and Brandon, bless you, were very, very good players for us. Contributed a lot to our success as a football team. But it's new opportunities. And, as far as the whole depth chart, a lot of these young guys, we haven't seen them in Packer uniform yet. And we're going to practice in, underwear for 2 days. So, I don't have a whole lot of information for you today, depth chart, because I'm sure it's going to move. The special teams depth chart is like a merry-go-round right now. I mean, we spent a few days on that, but it's about creating opportunities for everybody, and that's, I think you could probably do that, Jason, through every position, for the most part.
Outside guys give a chance to slide against that?
Definitely. I think it's something that happens throughout every football team. I mean, you're looking at Brad Jones and Robert Francois played both. So anytime a player has versatility to go inside and outside, also that probably leads to a pretty good special teams player. I mean, those are all the types of things. The more you can do, and definitely helps your chances of being on the team. So that's definitely something we'll look at.
I talked to a bunch of Lombardi guys during the offseason about the challenge of repeating, and they all kind of said that focus was the big thing. Is that kind of your message to that? You guys got to stay focused.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's very fair. I think it's very accurate, too. After going through a Super Bowl victory, there's definitely a big wave that's established, personally and more importantly, from an organization standpoint, there's no denying that. It was fun, funny. To see some of these guys out there on TV and so forth, stayed up and watched David Letterman for first time in a while, things like that. So that's all part of it. But now that we're back here, I feel strongly that our focus is tight, which is normal on day one. But that's something that we're going to handle because of the emphasis on handling success. I mean, handling success and keeping your focus tight is a major emphasis for us this year.
How do you stay hungry, Mike?
Well, I mean, I think hungry is just, if you don't have that, you're going to get thrown to the wayside. This business is too hard. I don't think that anybody that doesn't show up every day and go about it the right way, this league is not about survival. It's about climbing. It's about growth. It's about competing to get better every single day. That exposes itself, and that's something that as a coach you're very much on top of, and that's really a big part of your responsibility that really falls in the category of what is the pulse of your football team and making sure everybody on that team is in line with the same focus.
And can you talk about replacing Joseph McCollum, who started? Like, how do you have the players that will fall up to the surface here?
Well, I think it's important really just to it's not a one-for-one type answer to your question. We've had a lot of time to work on different packages, and it's about playing good defense, whether it's you're in a pressure scheme or a coverage scheme, no different than line play. So we're gonna have competition. Things may look a little differently than they've done before. That's fine. I know our systems are definitely capable of that. So as far as who's gonna do it, and those questions will be answered here in the next couple of weeks. How we're going to do it, we do have some flexibility in that. So.
Do you embrace going for a repeat and becoming one of those really special teams, or is that something you just absolutely don't think about on a personal level?
We're competing for a championship, and that'll be the message today. We have a team meeting today, and we're not defending anything. We've climbed Mountain 45. It was a great climb. It was one that we'll have experience that we could probably pull forward to this year, but we don't get any wins. There's nothing really to gain from being a champion from last year. So this is a whole new journey. This is a whole new football team. We're at the bottom of the mountain just like everybody else is right now. We're at the starting line, and we need to do the things that are necessary throughout training camp, build our team, select our football team, and start to climb. There's a path out there for us to get to Indianapolis. It's our responsibility and our focused commitment to stay on that path, and that's the way we view it.
Have you got to be harder on the team going
for a team? I think I need to be consistent. I'm not going to turn into a phony guy that's going to yell at them because we won the Super Bowl last year. I think that's garbage. I think it's important for me to tell them when they're doing it right, that's the way it's supposed to look. And when they don't do it right, that's not the way it's supposed to look. And we're going to do it again. So that's not going to change.
Mike, what's the last couple of days been like for you? I mean, is there some apprehension because of the whole new world that you're dealing with in terms of not having an off season? Is there excitement to have the guys back? For a personal level, you pulled on Thursday for Jessica and the new little one. Can you kind of just give us a feel for what your last couple of days have been like?
It's been hectic. Professionally, it's been hectic for everybody in the league just to have everything come at you, so fast. it has been a challenge. So personally, I mean, there's nothing like it. I don't start crying up here, but long night, but need some sleep. I'm emotional, but it's been awesome.